It's Beer 30, the Danny Wright Show.
97.7, The River.
It's Friday, it's Beer 30 time. I got Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer. Good morning, friend.
Good morning. Happy Friday, Danny.
Happy Friday. You know, we've been doing all these double and triple IPAs. Tis the season here in Sonoma County, as we've mentioned. And so when I saw this, I thought, what is the exact opposite of a double or triple IPA? And apparently the answer is table beer. A table beer.
Yes.
Yeah.
A beer. And don't be confused. It's not a tail of beer. This is a table beer, much like you would find a table wine. This is the style of beer is a low alc approachable beer that's supposed to please everybody.
Exactly. So this is called Crooked Table Beer, and it's by Dunlow Brewing. I believe they are in Davis. And
nice.
Only 3.9% ABV. That's very, very low as we get into this one.
Yes. Compared to last week, which I think we had a 1.21 gigawatts beer, I'm going to get a lot of stuff done today with a 3.9. That's great. Well, let's go through our AA TMF, and that is the appearance, aroma, taste, mouthfeel, and finish. Man, this is, you know, obviously, the can is pretty cool, but this is a light in color filtered beer. Kind of looks like an adjunct lager in a glass.
Yep.
You know, you're not going to get a ton of flavor out of it, but you do get in the aroma with this. I mean, you have that, you know, the table beer name goes back to Belgium, and Belgian beers, you know, they have a very distinct smell to them. And that's what I'm getting out of this, is that Bertomassies, sour kind of funk, kind of a little bit of, someone might say vinegar, but that's really an off-putting smell to most people. But it's one of those things where you definitely get, there's some good funk in this beer in a positive way.
Acidic kind of.
Acidic. And you could also, you know, you could say, you know, high citrus. You could, you know, this is, like I said, this is more of like a grapefruit versus an orange on the citrus level. But this is all aroma. Taste now is a whole different animal.
By the way, like no head on this beer, none at all.
Yeah, it doesn't. The head retention is not there. But the flavor on this, you know, you'd be hard pressed to convince someone that this is an actual beer, because there's no hop flavor to it whatsoever.
None.
You know, you get it. This is a sour, like a sour mash beer that is crisp and clean, but it's definitely got, this is something that was popular a few years ago. So I'm wondering if this is going to be, either these guys are trendsetters, or they are just taking a leap of faith and going out and trying to bring back an old style.
I mean,
I liked it. Don't get me wrong. I think it's a good beer, but it's not for everybody.
It tastes straight up like a sour. And so without it saying sour on the can, that to me is off-putting.
It's a little misleading for sure.
It tastes like just sucking on a lemon. It really does.
Well, you know, the issue, I think that, you know, not only you should have some sort of sour notes on the can, but also too, you know, by saying a table beer, you're telling the consumer that this is something that's easily approachable. And this is a category that is not approachable by a lot of people. There's a lot of folks that don't like sours.
Right. It feels like it should be a lager that everybody could just taste and know exactly what it is. And if you think that's what it's going to be, you are going to be shocked.
Well, that's the thing, is most everyone's table beer is Modelo. And that's what a table beer in California is.
Right.
A little bit of a sour note at first, but it is calming after that. Like you said, it is a sour. Let's not kid ourselves. Yeah. This is a sour beer. But it's also light and refreshing. And that's the thing, is I personally like this style of beer. I give it a thumbs up because I like the style, but you know, be warned when you see this on the shelf. This is not a lager or anywhere close to it. This is a sour beer.
I don't hate the flavor. I think it's pretty tasty, but I just feel like it's so misleading without it saying sour.
Yes.
And not only to not say sour, but then to also say that you're a beer for everybody because it's a table beer. That's like not at all what it is.
Yeah.
So for that reason, I'm really kind of distraught.
No, are you doing thumbs down?
I'm going to do, because I do like the taste, I'm going to go thumbs middle, but I can't give it a thumbs up because we say so often that they're doing what they say they wanted to do. And I don't know that they did that in this. It's just,
right.
It's almost like they put the wrong beer in the can I don't know.
It's, you know what's so funny? I was going to make that same joke. It's like, we had a bad batch and that was it. And
I'd be really interested to find out more then. That's pretty crazy. All right, well,
it sounds like we need to do a road trip and go to their brewery in Davis and taste for ourselves.
Sounds like a plan. Are you listening, Dunlow Brewing in Davis? This was Crooked Table Beer Sour. You can check out this review and all the other Beer 30s, 977theriver.com and on the River app, and check out their podcast, Sports Meets Beer. Ben, have a great weekend.
Danny, you as well. Thank you so much.